The Morning Hog, Riggs. The Morning Hog Happy Hour. That's Josh from SR Parrot. Arnell from SR Parrot. And then we're talking about Angel Fly, too. Let's not overlook that. But we do have some very tasty stone beers that we're going to get to while we have this conversation.
Absolutely. Morning, right? So I'm going to let Keith kind of explain what Angel Fly is all about.
Yeah.
We do have an event coming up, so I'll let him kind of get into the details about that as I pour these beers.
Yeah, Keith.
Right. This is our 14th Angel Flight Poker Run.
Right.
We started it and actually kicked it off here at the Hog.
At the Hog, really?
And it was with Dan Haggerty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know
Grizzly if you guys remember Adams,
that
one. Baby.
Yeah, Grizzly Adams, correct.
Dude.
And we did quite well with it. So we've been continuing to do it with the help of SR Parrot and some sponsors, which I'll get to in a moment. But what we're about is helping people.
Right.
If you have a medical problem and you can't get to it, we take you for free. Okay. We have 7,000 pilots. We flew 21,000 flights last year.
7,000 around the year.
Yes, we have a pilot at every airport.
Okay.
We fly transplant missions, which there's a huge demand for right now because of the COVID. It slowed down.
Right.
We have a baby in the air now. It got attacked last night by a pit bull.
Wow.
And then we're going back and forth to Texas to get that her face rebuilt.
Okay.
All done by sponsorships. And this is the most amazing thing about the charity is that we're not allowed to collect money to fly a patient.
Okay.
We're allowed to collect money to work the admin to keep people from using us for a free vacation.
Sure.
The pilots donate their airplane, their time, their fuel, and everything. So every dollar we raise, pilots donate 10.
Wow.
So that's how strong it is. And I mean, we continue to help.
Oh, really?
So the money that we used from last year's poker run, we used to build a software that goes out to everybody.
Okay.
So that way we've rehearsed like 10 people to get to the airport, and we've never missed another transplant.
What a network that is.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And SR Parrot has jumped on board with this organization, or no, you're part of that as well.
Absolutely. I've been here for about 4.5 years now. And when we first sponsored them, I really didn't know what it was. I mean, Angel Flights, okay, you know, sound like a good charity and sponsorship, and we did it. And when I sat down with Keith and he explained to me exactly what it was all about, I'm like, oh my God. I mean, the story behind it all,
right?
It's like, oh, we're definitely in. And so we're trying to make sure we enhance it and get the word out a little bit more. And hence, that's why we're here today. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy we're involved in it and moving many years into the future.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All financials are on board. Yeah, I mean, on the website, you can see what we do.
Yeah.
The money that's spent is very minor compared to what we put out to get it done with all the pilots. And again, we have a pilot at every airport in the U.S.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it is.
Straight up.
Right. Yeah, you think it's a lot of, that's a wide network, and then to be able to coordinate all of that is.
I had to fly two babies for open heart surgery up to Duke University just recently. And when I landed up there, man, I was so upset to see two little babies going in to get their chest cracked open the next day.
No kidding.
And so it's not easy. It really isn't, depending on the people.
Right.
You know, an elderly person, you learn. A young person, you cry.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just the way it is, you know.
But it's just about think about how many probably situations that prevail that people don't know that resource is out there, right?
And that's the problem right now.
Yeah.
I have more pilots than missions.
Really?
Because the missions slowed down due to the COVID thing. So awareness right now is really big.
Absolutely.
Because they're calling me every day wanting to fly, and I have nothing to give them.
How do people reach out to get a hold of you that way?
The patients reach out to us,
and
then we have to vet them out.
Okay.
Because a lot of years ago, they were using us for free vacations, believe it or not.
Really?
We had to start calling the doctors, getting release forms. One big thing is you have to be ambulatory.
Okay.
You have to be able to get in and out of a plane.
Yeah.
We're working on raising money to get to eventually maybe have an air transport.
Yeah.
With a jet, you know, but it's very expensive.
Wow, that's crazy. You've put me on the wings of this beer. We have yet another stone brew to get to, which we can all take a moment and enjoy. What are we getting into, Josh?
So this is going to be Tangerine Express. I figured that would be the best thing to follow up the Vengeful Spirit there.
Oh, yes.
So this one, again, it has pineapple, and this one has mandarin, but it's a hazy IPA. So you're going to get a lot more of that juiciness, rather than the bitterness up front. It'll be a little bit more fruit forward.
And this doesn't look like one of those super unfiltered hazies or anything.
Yeah, it's still unfiltered, but it's not nearly as cloudy as some of the hazies out there.
Clear,
again, you still know you're tasting a stone beer. The bitterness of the hops is the first thing you taste, and then it fades into that fruit. So it's really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, with the sampler with these four, well, we haven't got the fourth one yet, but there's four different flavors. That means we did the beer math earlier. That's three per flavor. Three options.
The beer math.
Or four options.
I've stopped doing the beer math after.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to see if I could still do it. That's right.
You got one more flavor for us to get into.
So I do. This is the one I'm kind of excited about because it's not something Stone would normally do. Not something they're known for. But so the tagline for this is imported from California.
Okay. All right.
It is a Mexican style lager.
All right.
With some salt and lime.
Oh, hello. Yeah. Okay.
4.2%.
All right. Oh, wow.
4.7%. So this is kind of they've looked at the market recently and noticed that a lot of imports are doing well. Mexican imports, Corona, Modelo. And they're like, hey, we can get in that space and potentially make a fuller flavored, a little bit better tasting beer.
Okay. The sugar skull is the most friendly of all the skulls, by the way. I don't know how many people knew that. It just happens to be. But that's that is really good.
Yeah, so you get a little bit of the lime in there, a little bit of the salt, nothing overbearing, but definitely a summertime full beer. Fantastic. Especially for something different than what they're known for.
Smartest Stone to try to compete with, like you said, with that market that obviously is when somebody else is selling the beers. Or now your thoughts. Can I get you some chips and salsa?
I like it. It's very light. I mean, I'm a light beer drinker anyway, but it's very light, clean finish. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can definitely a summer beer.
Now, I know that I can go to srparrot.com/beerfinder and find out where you can find the sampler, but you tell us some of the places we can track this down.
So your easiest bets are going to be Total Wine, ABC's, Publix's, and your local independent.
Easy. And if you need Angel Flight,
we're here for you.
Somebody who needs it, they're standing by.
AngelFlightSoutheast.org.
Okay.
And you can go there and make donations if you would like. Okay. Or you could see what's going on weekly with the events and the flights that are taking place. I had to go down to West Palm and do an ABC interview for a lady that got hit head on in the 70s. And she owned a huge accounting firm.
Okay.
And she could no longer swallow without a shot every month. So I went down, I did the interview down there, and when we're talking, I find out I'm taking the whole family every month to Gainesville because they all had cancer. Wow. So if you really want to see how blessed we are, here's a lady that had a million-dollar business down the tubes in one wreck.
Man.
Okay, she's still living in the house, the roof is half off, and she's got a son and a daughter-in-law with stage 4 cancer that we fly back and forth thanks to you guys. I mean, so we do have it pretty good.
Man.
So I appreciate everybody that chips in and helps to make this happen for others.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, we have some great sponsors. Do you mind if I mention?
Please.
Go
right ahead.
Bruin Ziffer and SR Perot's been with us for years. You know, we have light beer, and a very big contributor is Ann Ames and Derek Ames from Daytona Estate Jewelry.
Okay.
But the props go out to Heather over at Dirty Harry's, because without her, she's a wing leader. She won an award this year. Without her, we'd be nothing, because she's the one that does all the fundraising in this area.
Mm-hmm.
So
thank you guys. Thank you guys for what you do.
Be honored to be a part of something like
that. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Thank you for that shout out to Heather, too.
Yeah.
So speaking of poker runs,
yes.
The whole reason Keith is here today is to kind of bring awareness to an event that's happening on September 5th.
Oh, okay.
September 5th, we have a poker run taking off from the Beaver Bar and live bands.
Wow.
So there's usually music at every stop. It's a good day.
Okay.
A lot of fun. We get through it pretty quick and get back and have fun and eat.
All right. September 5th.
September 5th is the day.
Registration starts at between 9 and 10 at the Beaver Bar.
Okay.
Last bike in is at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, those were all the stops. It's $10 per hand for the poker.
Okay.
And breakfast is $5.
Well, thank you for raising everybody else's hopes. We appreciate you, man. No problem. Thanks to SR Perot, of course.
Appreciate
it. Geez, cheers.
Cheers.
Yep.